And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego landings, watching a lot of the long-range boats unload. And
Shogun's pulling in behind you right now.
Shogun's pulling in right now, yeah, and they're catching, too. That's the cool thing about it.
We haven't even got a chance to talk about that. Yeah, there was day-and-a-half trips that ran out of Fisherman's Landing last night. I know the Pacific Queen, I believe they had 25 or 28 bluefin tuna yesterday, 15 to 40 pounds. They had a handful of yellowtail, bonita to go with it, some rockfish to fill out the bags. I mean, there is legitimate tuna fishing happening right now.
Right now.
Late
in
December.
Beautiful weather right
How
now.
How cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Bob and Rob from Katmai Lodge are here. We're talking fishing in Alaska today, one of my favorite subjects and one of my favorite places in the world to go check out at Katmai Lodge. Just the whole experience is beyond comprehension. And we're giving away a great prize, too.
Well, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, an awesome prize today. One lucky caller is going to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Again, talk about great fishing. We mentioned that, too. The guys had a great day yesterday. Yellowtail on the yo-yo jigs at the Coronado Islands, and that's going to continue to roll on. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on that trip, a full day on the San Diego out of C4, giving away at the end of the show today to one of our lucky callers. And if you want to be one of those callers, give us a ring this morning, 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Your chance to talk to Bob, talk to Rob, get in on some of this great Katmai fun, get your questions answered, and have a shot at winning that great trip. And don't forget, give us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app. Some great text coming through. We got a lot to go through in the second hour.
Yeah, indeed. And Harold Davis is on the line. Good morning, Harold. We got to have Harold. Well, maybe not.
He all right, no worries.
He said he's there.
Well, in the meantime, while we're waiting for Harold.
Did we blow up the system again?
Well, let's hope not. I don't want to go through that again. We got a great text from Norma that I think you guys will be able to answer. She says, what's the best month to go to Katmai for salmon? And then also, what's the best month to go to avoid biting insects? That's from Norman in San Diego. He wants a cross of both.
The first would be July and August is our best fishing up in Alaska. You're going to be a great time. You're going to always catch fish. I've been going up for 25, 30 years and never been skunked out.
It's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. I can actually say that, honestly. The biting of the mosquitoes, if you don't want to get bit by a mosquito, don't come to Alaska.
That's
the bottom line. You know, you get the good and the bad. And the bad is you got to deal with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And there's good days and there's bad days. You get a little bit of breeze and it's a no-brainer. It's easy, but when it's stagnant air like today, like in San Diego, it would be miserable.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of you put the hoods on, you got the little masks on.
You dress appropriately.
You already got a jacket on. It's normally you're wearing jackets anyways because even though it is summertime, it's cold in the mornings. A long sleeve shirt, and you just deal with them.
What you said was identical to the trip that Dallas and I had when we went last year with the year previous. It definitely wasn't a thing that drove you crazy.
Nope.
And there were some days where you didn't notice it at all.
Exactly.
And then we had one day where it was like, come on, man, these things are getting us.
Yeah.
And when the boat's moving and when the breeze picks up, they go away. You lather up on the bad days, you lather up on the good, bug repellent, and then it kind of becomes way lesser of an issue.
Mosquitoes love me.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is. Yeah. Such sweet flavor or whatever. I don't know. But anyway.
You actually get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
but But it's really never been a factor for me in all the days I've fished up at Katmai. I mean, yes, they're there.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just
trying
to take appropriate measures. You wear long sleeve shirts. You wear covering on your on your head. Face mask. We're all good at face masks.
And a lot of times you'll also have the gloves with the little fingers, the fingers that so you can tie your tives.
And good deep to wear too. So yeah,
and when it gets bad, you can just tell your guide, you know, we need to go.
Yeah.
And they'll just pick up and go. And you.
Yeah, it's your boat.
Yeah, of the days we fished, I'm trying to say exactly what Pete said. I'm not trying to pretend like we never got a bite, but it was never a thing where we were just, okay, I'm freaking out, get me out of here. Do we have a few at the end of the day? Totally, but it was
And most of the times, too, that you, if you, on those days that are like that, you just move to the middle of the river, because throughout the river, there's a bunch of sandbars in the middle of the river, so when you once you go away from the brush and the bushes and the trees, it's a lot easier to deal with.
All right. Cool. Very good. Hey, now we have Harold Davis. Good morning, Harold.
Hi, Harold.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Harold. How you
How's
doing?
Everything? Good, Bob. Good. I can't wait for this year.
Oh, looking forward to it. Yeah. We're going to do it this year. No more COVID.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show this morning, and I think probably the most understated of all of it, everybody goes there for the fishing, is, boy, you need to bring a camera. I see so much stuff up there. It is a National Geographic moment, and I have that one video where we were leaving the lodge going upstream, but there was some deep water, and there was a female moose swam right in front of our boat and got up on the bank. We went down a little bit farther, and there was a bear swimming across the river. Well, the bears swim across the river like we walk across the road. They are everywhere. But he started running down the bank, and I was filming it with my phone, turned it off and looked up, and there was a baby moose. And that bear jumped off the bank and was swimming across the river chasing that baby moose right in front of the boat. It was just awesome. And you see stuff like that all the time.
You try to explain that to people. It's not just the fishing that you're going up there. You're going up there for the experience.
It's and like, look at that.
And the remoteness. You know, even though we do have internet now at the lodge, but back in the day, we didn't have anything. You know, it was just one a cell phone that you used. It was a satellite phone.
Yeah, satellite phone.
And that was the only thing out there, you know. But definitely the wilderness is what most people come back after time after time after time.
So you actually have full connective internet now that people
absolutely.
Can use?
Yeah.
Wow.
We even did a Zoom meeting this year.
That's amazing.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Not that you want to it's there
it's
if you
there,
want
it.
If you want to stay connected, you want to do business, it's nice. It's available.
It's available.
It allows some that maybe couldn't go before to get to come and experience a lodge. And if you got to put out a couple of fire drills in the evening, but it allows you to come experience Katmai.
Definitely, so you need to blast an email to your secretary or, you know, stay in touch, you know, partially with work, you can still do that and not a problem.
Yeah, that's cool.
Harold?
And I think that the salmon, everybody, I'm sure there's been more people catch salmon trolling in the ocean than they've ever caught in a river, only because the opportunity in the river where we live here is not really good. But when you go up there, you get the full benefit of nature's beauty in the construction of that fish, because when that water is going downstream doing about 8 or 9 knots, and you hook one of those chum salmon that are 15 plus pounds, and they throw their body sideways and they use that big tail, it's like yellowtail fishing on a fly rod.
So
wear you out.
Whether you're on a fly rod or a spin rod, either way, they're going to wear you out, right?
And the chums will do
wear
that too. They're
you
tough.
That was our favorite thing.
Chump.
Yeah.
The trout fishing. I know you like that trout fishing too.
Oh, I like the trout fishing too. But again, I wanted to try something different. I'm not a fly fisherman. Don't profess to be a fly fisherman. I have more hooks in the back of my head than I get in the trees or anything else. But when you go up there, it's the opportunity.
Right.
The opportunity's there. There's so many fish. When you're standing watching the water ripple going downstream, and then you see the V's, which are kind of like yellowtail pushing bait, you see the water hump up in front of them, and they're coming up the river to you, and you can say, okay, I got about 200 chances here in the next 2 minutes of catching something going by you. And you learn real fast how to mend the line. You learn real fast how to feed the fly, and you learn real fast if they don't come in real fast.
It's
easy and it's fun. And so we could go take somebody trout fishing in wherever up at Crowley, and they might spend a half a day on a fly rod and maybe catch a fish or two. And a half a day up there, you're going, I need a lunch break.
Here's the really other fun thing, too, is that a lot of times what happens is people come, well, I'm not a fly fisher, I'm just going to conventional fish. So they conventional fish, and then they see how easy it is to pick up a fly rod and do both,
right.
And they'll end up spending more time on the fly rod because it's more fun and better to catching. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You watch those demonstrations at the hall show, and that guy puts a fly out there about 200 feet. I go, hell, I don't throw a surf rod that far. But you can take that fly, and literally within 30 feet of you, you're catching fish.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's just awesome.
The amount of fish that are coming up, we measure them in the millions, not in the thousands.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, and especially this last year, I mean, you should have really seen it, Harold, how many fish were coming up the river because nobody was fishing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, they got those big fish counting towers alongside that the Fish and Game use for the release.
Right.
To find out how many fish are going up. I mean,
were
they literally stand
year?
Up.
Yes, they had the counters there,
yeah.
and they stand up there on the scaffolding and literally count the fish, or try to count the fish as they're coming up river, and then they make
an
the decision.
Estimate.
They make an estimate, and then they make the decision for the commercial people to put the nets in or take the nets out down at the mouth.
Okay.
So this year there's normally like 850 boats out in the bay, which is not, you know, it's 30 miles away, but definitely has a factor on us because there was only 400 this year.
Wow.
There was literally only half the fleet was out there.
So more fish came up.
Oh, so the amount of fish is just amazing how much more were coming up the river this year.
Wow.
So in theory, you know, in 4 years, we're going to have that much more fish coming back up.
Fantastic. Well, Harold, I know you're like me. You can't wait to go on our
looking forward to seeing you up there,
Davis
Harold.
Boat trip in July, and it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, I think I better pre-book 4 years from now.
I think you're right. It's getting popular up there.
Yes, it is.
No doubt about it. Harold, great to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Okay, happy holidays to everybody.
All right,
Merry Christmas, Harold.
Have a great text from Randy in Idaho.
He says,
Bob and Rob, you have me salivating with trout and mouse imitations. Are you willing to share your favorite mouse pattern with this fly tier?
Fly tire.
Tire.
You mean the favorite pattern? It basically looks like a little mouse rat is what it is. There's nothing more spectacular than seeing a mouse floating on top of the water as you're twitching it and seeing a huge trout jump on it.
It doesn't have to be in Alaska. It doesn't have to be a fancy tie.
No, it does not. It does not have to be a fancy tie.
Yeah. And size wise, I mean, I know my mice vary in size when you're the bigger ones, smaller. I mean, the ones I've had success with, I'd say, were about an inch long up there.
Yeah, inch and a half looks the best. There's nothing. There's different ones.
Got to have a tail, right?
You got to have a tail.
Yeah.
Just looking, that displaces the water the most, so it's splashing as you're twitching it. It's twitching across the water, and you'll see them. You've been there, Pete. You know what look like. It's pretty spectacular when you see that thing jump on them.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, mostly in the darker colors.
Darker colors, okay. Yeah. Rather like dark brown.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. You like doing that mouse thing too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I know you said bigger and smaller, but for reference, what are we talking? The size of a quarter, the size of a golf ball, the size of a tennis ball? Like what?
Least the sizes of a golf ball.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And trout are just coming up and eating that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
God,
too small, and you get the small ones, and you want to get the big ones.
You want a big one? Yeah, you could get big bait, big fish, right?
Exactly.
The old story.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Dave Dolan is on the line. Dave from ANZA just came back from our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris 7-day trip. Good morning, Dave.
Yo, Dave.
Dave from ANZA.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, hey.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
This is our other Dave.
This is the other Dave.
You're
a saltwater guy. We got the wrong Dave, but that's okay. It's a right at this moment. It's the right Dave.
That's right. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Well,
Hanson,
good morning.
You're a saltwater guy.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm the right guy today.
All
So, hey, gang, once again, the San Diego's down there at the Coronado's finding that yellowtail. It's all sonar fish, but man, this is the season that just won't stop. It just keeps on going. There are some boats over at the Cortez Bank that saw a good sign of bluefin. There wasn't a lot of catching, but there was definitely good sign of bluefin out at the Cortez Bank. So there's still fish to catch, gang. There's no reason to put your rods and reels away. There's plenty of rockfish to catch. We got about another week and a half of rockfish fishing. There's plenty of rockfish to catch up and down the coast. And then what's going on over at Catalina? Squid, still lots of squid. Front side, back side, China Point to Ben Weston, and then around the front at the Isthmus there from Cherry Cove up to Eagle Reef. There's squid there. And all that bodes very well for that sea bass and yellowtail. And then along the coast, up in Redondo Beach, in the canyon there, just on the upper edge of the canyon, there's squid there. There's squid down at San Pedro. And then there's been talk, I don't know for positive, I know some guys went out and found some squid down there at the Box Canyon area two nights ago. So that could bode very well for that sea bass fishing down there. But we'll see everything. The table's set for some good sea bass fishing this winter and into spring. We'll see what happens, though. We'll just keep an eye on it. We've got some good weather, so take advantage of it. Next couple days, the weather's going to be nice. You just got to get out there and go fishing. That's all I can say. You got to go fishing.
Indeed. Yeah. And fishdope.com has all the stuff that you need. I know Danny and Jeff are going to be on that squid and sea bass stuff for sure on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And what a great Christmas gift that is.
Yeah.
A one-year membership for your buddy to fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I got a beautiful website over there with about 350 how-to videos to catch fish in Southern California. Check that out, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Also, we're selling gift certificates. Just email us at yoursaltwaterguide@yahoo.com. We'll get you off a gift certificate for somebody for the holidays. Thanks for letting me be a part of the show today, guys, and have a great week. Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Great job. Appreciate that. That report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com.
All right, now let's see if we can get Dave from ANZA with the Royal Polaris report. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me there?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. So you just came back.
Oh.
Let's talk hookup. Let's talk
right,
hookup.
Yeah.
7-day Royal Polaris trip.
Okay. Yeah, this was a limited load trip on the Royal Polaris. And let me tell you what a limited load trip is like on the Royal Polaris. There were so many times out on the deck, I thought, well, everybody must be in the galley or still down in the bunk or something. No, that was everybody up on the deck. This got me spoiled to a higher standard with the light load like we had. But anyhow, on the fishing on that trip, Captain Roy, he took us out to the bluefin grounds out there at San Clemente. A lot of fish around, but not a whole lot of catching. We did put a couple 120-pound grade bluefin on the boat and a couple other smaller ones, but Roy decided to make a move down south since fish weren't cooperating. We went down south to Cedros and Natividad Islands, and he put us into yellowtail heaven down there. Within 2 days, we had the boat limited out on yellowtail. Nice grade of fish, like 18, 25-pound grade. And then we spent the rest of the trip kind of making our way up the shoreline, up the coast, and we had a really nice mix of some good quality calico bass, a lot of reds, and lingcod, too. So really nice trip. It was pretty much nonstop action for the whole trip. And I got to talk a little bit about the crew and the operation of the Royal Polaris. I know a little earlier you had Frank on with his commercial, and, boy, he said it spot on there as far as the service aboard the boat. You know, when you get there at the landing, up at the top of the landing, they take all your gear. They take it down to the boat. They load it up. They do the same thing in reverse when you get back in. The food on this trip, well, I'll just say I came back 5 pounds heavier. So
wow.
It was really great. And, you know, Captain Roy Rose running the boat, the guy's a real character. He's nonstop action. He's quite the entertainer out there. So
I got
to say it was
nobody
really
liked Roy Rose.
Yeah. So really good trip, really good group of guys out there. And, you know, I'd love to do it again. That really got me spoiled to a higher standard with such a light load on a boat like the Royal Polaris.
Yeah, and we want to thank all of our sponsors that put a bunch of product on there, Shimano, AFCO. We had a lot of great giveaways on the trip, and Dave, you did a great job hosting, too.
Yeah, well, thanks for sending me on that, Pete. It was, really had a great time. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there, too.
Thanks
great
for
job,
all you
Dave.
Do, Dave. Appreciate that very much. And we'll be talking to you real soon. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on it, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are jam-packed. If you want to get through, there's still time. 213 area code 432-1090. Let's talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question for Rob and Bob. Haven't heard too much about halibut. Do you guys do that? And how deep are you dropping and what type of gear are you using?
And actually, we are a river-based lodge. We don't do any at our lodge. We don't do any halibut because we're 30 miles upstream. But we are going to be offering this season a package where we fly you. Actually, it'll be a flyout over to Kodiak Island, which is about.
Now, would you fly that, Bob?
Yes, actually,
on the otter.
Yeah, we'd take you on the otter, and we would just stay there for the day while you go out. And they have boats. It's kind of like landing in the wharf down here.
Wow.
The runway's right there by the docks right there. So
within
4 minutes or so, you're on the boat.
Wow.
And they'll be ready to take you out.
That'll be like a day excursion.
It'll be a day excursion. That's correct.
Oh, what a great
yes.
idea.
And they'll be, and then they'll come back right around 3 o'clock. Because they don't have to go very far. They're only going a couple miles out, and not even that, and get your halibut. In your pristine water and bring you back. And then they'll process it right there, and we'll load you back up on the otter and bring you back for dinner.
Fantastic.
You're treating that like a flyout, which is something you do on the regular anyways.
Yeah,
this is just a different spot. And maybe talk about the flyouts, too, because that is definitely one of the unique things about Katmai Lodge.
Right. What we do offer is flyouts, and we do charge a little extra for the flyouts, and what that entails, because you guys both know, once you catch so much fish right on front of the lodge, you say, let's try something different. And mostly what a flyout has done is we take you to a remote stream or lake, and you actually hike over to a certain spot where the guides will take you. And it's all guided when you're doing this. They'll bring you a sack lunch with you. You'll go to the sack lunch, and they'll take you. You'll catch trout, and it's mostly all trout fish. And then you'll go up where the actual fish are spawned. And so you're able to see the thousands and thousands.
And these are famous rivers, the Moraine, the American, unbelievable.
The Battle and the water, when you land on the Battle Lake, that alone is just spectacular.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's as blue gets.
Yeah,
cool. And it's so crystal clear.
That's cool.
You'll land there and you'll just you'll have a day out away from the lodge, and you'll see the wildlife, and you're really, really out in the middle of nowhere.
and you're sight fishing to these giant trout.
That is
basically
correct.
You're fishing beads.
It's all bead fishing is what you're doing.
Mimics a salmon egg.
Right, and what it is basically you have the male and female getting ready to spawn, and the trout are hanging about 10 feet behind them. So you'll actually be walking along the river. And when I say along the river, you're only about a foot deep of water, 2 feet of water, not much at all. Your boots aren't even wet sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you'll cast over the salmon that are getting ready to spawn, and you'll drift by the bead, which then the salmon think that they just were starting to lay eggs and drop it, and that's where you
get out of here. So you're watching the two salmon in the process of spawning.
Yeah,
you're watching
absolutely.
And then you'll see like a big submarine behind them, and
correct.
That's your target.
That is the
target. That's cool.
Yeah, you see a big
ground. That's cool.
I mean,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you can see the water's so clear that they're just right in front of you.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And then the Dolly Varden up there, giant too.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
yeah, yes. Huge things. Yeah, exactly. So it is a great experience.
That's cool, man.
I mean, just something about it. There's nothing like it. I mean, you can't really describe until you go experience it's like.
And most of the time when you're in there watching with this all happening, and you're off to your right, there'll usually be a bear trying to catch fish.
Yeah,
too,
absolutely.
Coolest bear experience one day. We were on the anchor, and we were fishing chums and having the best time, and there was one bear that had this killer little pocket, a fish, and he would run up on top of the pocket, stare down, make flying leap jump, land on a salmon, grab it, take it up top, just eat the guts out of it, not worried about anything else, get right back on the perch. We watched him do it 9 times in a row, like full leap, grab a fish, come up, eat it. And this happened in between
constant
doubles. While we're pulling on a double of fish, we're stopping and looking at the bear. It was so, so cool.
Yeah. Now, the other fly out that's really amazing is Brooks Falls.
Absolutely.
This is the place that you see in all the National Geographic
photos. Whenever you see on TV a car commercial, anything like that, you'll see Brooks Falls. And that is the most photographed falls that when you want to see a bear catching a fish, that's where they're at, and we take you over there, which is basically a day event. We normally fish you in the morning, we come back for lunch, and then after you eat lunch at the lodge, we'll fly you over to Brooks Falls and we'll spend the day there. And it's basically the Katmai National Park.
Yeah,
we're just a 20-minute flight away,
and you see basically in the falls like hundreds of bears feeding on sockeye salmon they jump up the falls.
That's
the shot with the fish catching the one in the in the air.
Picture. Yeah, they have platforms you can watch.
Yeah, it's all done. Yeah, it's all done by the Park Service.
And they have floating rocks too in the lake. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Is they have rocks on the beach. I guess they're volcanic rocks.
Yeah, they're volcanic.
And they float.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, you can throw them out there and they float. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a pumice.
Pumice. Yeah.
Tom from San Diego had a very good question. If a guy was going to bring his own fly rod and weight, what would you recommend?
A 6 weight for the trout and a 9 weight for your salmon.
Okay, all floating line?
Both. You want to carry both.
Sink?
Yeah, you want to do both, depending on what time of year you show up. If you want to, if you're there for the sockeye, which are a little bit in the water, a little deeper, you might want to run a weighted line.
Okay.
But if you're going trout fishing, obviously you want to float line with it.
But that in mind, you do not need to bring anything
absolutely
with you.
We have it all.
Do you have waders?
We have waders.
Do you have boots?
We have boots.
Do you have fly rods?
We have fly rods.
Do you have spinning rods?
We have
you have everything and all top quality equipment.
You took the words out of my mouth.
All Shimano G-Lumas.
All
Shimano G-Lumas.
And all Sims waders. Yeah, and boots and... Yeah,
you need your bag. You should carry on bag is what you need.
And layers.
And layers of clothes, for sure.
What about and a poncho?
And a poncho.
Yeah.
And we have all that stuff there. We have a little store there that you can buy your supplies with.
Oh yeah.
Buy presents for your wives and your daughters and all that.
Yeah.
We have all that.
Or just bring the wife and daughter
wife
around.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never allowed to go to that place without having my wife in tow. She's made that very clear.
Oh yeah. No, it's once they go.
Yeah, once they're hooked, they come back.
I remember I'm trying to think. It was like 3 or 4 years back. We brought a group up that weren't fishing people.
Mm-hmm.
They were a lot of friends and family and stuff like that. They weren't fishermen, but they still talk about that trip, and they talk about, God, when can we go back to Katmai Lodge? That place was one of the most incredible experience I've ever had. And the people got into the fishing, they got into the wild. The whole scene, it was just, and it was a lot of couples, and you do get a lot of couples up there.
Yeah, we get the couples, and we also get a lot of grandparents, coming up with their grandkids.
Uh-huh.
And that's, if you know that the way our layout is we have these different cabins where you get your whole family is just in one cabin, and nobody else is with you. So you're able to have the grandkids.
Plenty of space. They
got a living room. They can go sleep in. If someone wants to go to bed early, the rest of them can still, play cards or games and all that, in the lodge itself, and then break away and go to bed and not, be interrupted.
All right. Yeah. A lot of good stuff there.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mentorship trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having fun. I want to remind you, this portion of the show, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks. They have been your go-to hook all season long for the great tuna, from that Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, to the Nautilus HD. Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ring your non-ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle shop. A little pack of Gamakatsu would be a really good stocking stuffer, too, for somebody out there.
Oh,
right about
yeah.
Now,
so. No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show yesterday, and obviously another one today.
Thank you.
You guys are always setting the standards up there. Even when before I fished a lot in the ocean, I was still a trout guy. I always look forward to the guys that went up there and came back with the smoked fish. You guys doing it yourself now? You got outside people, and how about the trout jerky? You ever venture into that?
Well, actually, the trout jerky, we don't, you can't, where we're fishing, there's no, it's catch and release and trout only. But when it comes to the smoked salmon, we have a pretty fairly good sized smoker there. Every day at happy hour, we normally have, three or four salmons that are done by the chefs, and it's basically we in the beginning of the season we catch a lot of it, and then we start putting it in the smoker, and the smokers, gosh, what is it about? It's huge. It's two yeah. sheets of plywood wide, so it's almost 16 feet wide, and you know,
and nothing. And it tastes better than fresh smoked sockeye salmon.
Yeah, exactly.
So oh man!
And
so
we vacuum pack it and we stick it on the shelves, so and we just use it as we go.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing too is that there's an actual lodge where everybody kind of congregates after.
We call
the day
it happy
fishing,
hour. Yes,
and mm-hmm. and there's happy hour, and you provide. Beer and wine and appetizers, and it's oh my gosh, that is such a great time.
Normally we'll have
pictures.
Crackers, cheese, all that kind of stuff out, and you can kind of go on the website and see all that.
Yeah,
and then almost every day there's smoked salmon out there.
Yeah, yeah. Hanging out, you're talking about your day with everybody else, you're playing a game of cribbage and having a drink and you know sharing in fun.
And then we have a huge fly tying station there where you can go ahead and get with your guide and tie some brand new flies and some different pattern, tie your own flies and go catch a fish the next day.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That brings up the fact about bringing fish home. You do get to bring fish home from Katmai Lodge, right?
We'll guarantee you that you can take 50 pounds of fillet fish home.
Yeah.
What we'll do is the guides will, once you catch it, they'll bring it in, they'll process it, they'll vacuum pack it, they'll stick it in an approved airline box, tie it, and so when you put your name on it and everything, and then when you leave, you take a box of fish home with you.
Yeah. So whether it be sockeye salmon, silver salmon, king salmon.
It obviously depends on when you're there.
When you're there,
you'll be
but you're
going to
take a box of salmon.
Take a box of salmon home.
Yeah,
and that's a lot of fish, 50 pounds.
It's a lot of fillet.
And it's fillets vacuum sealed, so it's pretty tasty.
That sockeye is so
it's so good.
It's so
the fresh
killer.
Sockeye. Well, that's the other thing too is the river lunches. The guide will bring a barbecue.
Yeah, little Weber. We have little Webers in every boat, and so normally what you'll do for your lunch, if you want a lunch and have a fish on the river, what they'll do is. As you know, when lunch comes, you know, about 12 o'clock, you'll catch the next fish in there. He'll go ahead and bonk it on the head, cut it up, fillet it, start cooking it for you while you're continuing fishing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he'll call you in, and you'll have a nice fish lunch on the river.
Or you can bring something from the lodge.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Either
a piece
way.
Of prime rib from the night before. Yeah. Hamburgers, hot dogs, a sandwich, a salad.
Yeah.
Anything you want. It's your vacation. You're not going to go hungry.
Dallas and I fished one day up the river, and it was a really fun day, but it was a cold day. It was just like a really cold day, and we were fishing grayling. We had probably one of the most special days of fishing we've ever had, but it was cold. It was one of those days where you're bundled up in the jacket, and we still talk about it every time. It was the single best cheeseburger I've ever had in my entire life. You know, you're on the river, cold day, have a hot lunch, and like just the smell of everything happening, it was just like I could close my eyes and put myself there right this second.
And also, too, you can just say, you know, let's go back to the lodge. You're right out. You're not fishing very far, and so you go back and you have a go to the inside the restaurant, and usually they'll have lunch because they're always feeding the crew. The crew's always there too, so there's always something for lunch to eat.
I'm staying on the river.
Yeah, me too, man. You're not getting out of there
for sure. Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to another Chuck? This is Chuck in Long Beach. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, good morning. Unfortunately, Pete, the amazing Creskin Gray, has pretty much brought up all my questions so far in terms of how to get fish home and things
Sorry
like that.
That.
I didn't want to. Yeah, it's okay. I didn't want to. You guys, a while back, I called about a PG conversion on the Tranks 500, and the answer to that is yes, Shimano can do it. It's pretty much just a straight gear change, and costs about $100 in parts from those guys. So if anybody has one they want to convert to the high gear, it is doable.
Okay, that's good information.
Yeah, good dope.
Yeah, so since I no longer have a question, that was about it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, right, appreciate
buddy.
The
yeah,
call.
Thanks for hanging
morning.
In with
Very
us.
Very good.
All right, well, hey, another fun text that just came through, and we'll pop that up. We kind of covered a little bit, but maybe you guys could explain it to anything further. He said, my wife doesn't fish, but she definitely wants to come up to the lodge. Can you maybe explain some of the things that are great for a non-fishing wife, and then also wants to let you know, Pete, that the show sounds great on the new My Dear 1090 up in LAX.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great question. We do quite a bit actually have wives that do want to come out with the days or come on the trip with their husbands, and we are offering a non-fisherman rate where you come up and you can hang out actually at the lodge, go on a fly out. You're always welcome to go with your husband for the day and hang out with him on the boat. It's a great place to relax, sit on the porch, read a book. So we do have things we can go on, take you over to Brooks Falls. Usually a non-fisherman wife wants to go to the falls. So that's a given right there. And that's a whole day event.
And the float plane trip in itself.
Yeah, the float plane, he's getting on the plane, taking off on the runway, landing on the lake, taxiing in, going through a little bear school. They take you to this little bear school that they have at the park with the rangers, and then just go, you spend the day at the park is basically what you're doing. You're hiking in the park. They got great things to video, to take pictures of. They got a little setting where the back when the day where the natives used to live, underground. They got this little cavern you can go into and take pictures of it. It's quite a good experience.
The wildlife viewing in general is spectacular. One day we went up and fished up north in the Braids and fished trout and grayling up there. We saw 17 bears and 2 moose in one day. In one day driving up there, just looking out at the river, and it's spectacular. She'll love it.
All right, she'll love a good trip.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
All right. How about this time we talk to Gus, who's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
I'm calling to make a comment about a caller that called in earlier about worrying about mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. There is a company called X Officio, and they make a lightweight hoodie that's really good. It's got insect protection as well as I think sun protection.
I believe it's
built into the material.
Buzz off.
Yeah, we sell those at the lodge. Yeah, it's.
And they are really good.
They work.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's a long sleeve. It has thumb holes so you can cover your hands. I always get bit on my hands.
Yeah.
And I recommend it for people that are worried about that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a great piece to have in your arsenal when you go up there.
And in your store,
we sell those in your store. I think we call them buzz-offs or bug-offs or something like that.
Thanks, Gus.
Yeah,
good suggestion.
Good info.
Appreciate the call this morning.
Another text came through. This one from Dan in Carpinteria. Said, Rob, could you take a minute, Rob and Bob, excuse me, can you take a minute and talk about your captains and crews at Katmai Lodge? And maybe a little bit about the background.
Well, most of our guides, and I would say 75% of them are guides that have been there for years. We've got guides that have been there for 20 years. Literally, they're great people. They're all Coast Guard certified, first aid.
Captain's license.
With the captain's license and everything, they got to have a captain's license to be on the river with customers. We have most of them come from Michigan. They're all steelheaders, the guys that fish steelhead, so they're great with the fly rods and spin reels, mm-hmm. back trolling and all those techniques. They've been around great. They're great people to work with.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so when you come, you're going to have basically be fishing two to a boat,
max three. And usually what it is if you brought five people up, you're going to have one boat's going to have two people, the other boat's going to have three, and then because you want to stay in your same group. We don't mix match unless you're a single, and then we'll accommodate you on that if you don't like fishing with the guy that you're fishing with. But we'll work that out down the road. But 99% of the time, it's two per boat.
And you'll have that same guide throughout the whole trip.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Let's jump back in the phones.
Eddie from Azusa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy holidays. Sorry to miss you guys yesterday on the blackout. And most of my question was are answered. What gear to take up, what kind of clothes to take, and
if we
do take gear, do we need to, two rods of each, two spin rods, two fly rods, or...
Well, you know, actually, you don't really have to bring anything if you want to come up. I mean, that's the beauty of our lodge is we have great gear. You know, you can't really get much better than what we got. But obviously, if you want to bring in, everybody likes their own fishing pole. I mean, that's what you got it for. It's you don't want to sit it in the garage. You want to use it, and we welcome that. You know, I would say that a six weight, you know, a 9 weight. Any type of spinning gear that you have, you know, whether it's, I don't know, you guys would probably be better on that. We normally.
Just like a 2,500 size Shimano.
Exactly. 2,500 to 3,000 size reel. I'll say, I mean, I've worked in a tackle store my whole life. I'm a gear snob, right. and I often bring my own stuff because I like it.
Yeah,
and
it's absolutely.
The gear that is provided at the lodge, that's not, they're not BSing for the radio. It is highest end possible. There is no need to bring your gear. It's Lumis rods, Shimano. Reels, it's fresh line.
Fresh line.
You just don't need to worry about it.
We make
okay. What about teaching the grandkids how to fly fish? I got one that. Not very good at it, but with somebody.
Our guides are phenomenal with that. They work. They'll work. It's the best space to bring a grandkid out to, you know, learn, teach him how to fly fish.
The only problem with bringing your grandkid is he's going to want you to bring him every year after he goes once.
No doubt about it.
Because they will be so hooked on the whole experience.
It's really wide open fishing, so they're not snagging on stuff behind them and trees and all that. They'll put them on a nice sandbar, you'll be able to. And the thing is, they're gonna catch fish. Yeah. And that's what's gonna get them hooked.
That's the way I got hooked with my grandparents. So.
Right, you're gonna. You know, you got so many places around here. You go up to up in the. By Mammoth Lakes and all that, and you can fly fish and all that, and you don't catch anything all day long. Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, you said it best when they measure the fish by the millions. So
yeah,
that's
not going to happen. So
I know
that's what I was trying to tell my
grandson, and he's like, oh, I can't be any better than this, Grandpa. I go, no, wait till we go to Alaska.
Yeah, it's a lot better fishing. And once they get hooked, as they're literally saying, they're going to love it up there, and they're going to want to come back.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
So, question about availability. Our Davis Boats Let's Talk Hookup Trip in July is sold out for 2021.
That's correct.
But there are spots available around it in August and such like that. There's still opportunity.
Yeah, there's still opportunity. And, you know, due to the COVID, what we did is we offered everybody that last year's to book their same spot and times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, thankfully that all of our anglers stayed with us and we were pretty full right now. But we have spots available in July and August. Call Charmel, call Laura on the phone, and they're booking up as we speak right now.
Just say, I want to go to Katmai this year. Tell me what's
the best available. And we still have some openings in August, which is a great...
Oh,
you know,
love
a,
August.
It's great. You know, it's
one of the best times.
Yes.
The weather's good. It's chums are great. It's a great time to...
Silvers.
Silvers. You know Silvers, how that is.
Yeah.
It's great. Silvers towards the end of the season, if you want. Chums at the beginning of the season. Of August.
And then the other bonus about August, or no matter when, early August, mid-August, late August, are the flyouts to the famous rivers to go experience that trout fishing we were talking about where you're sight fishing.
That's a good point, because early flyouts don't really work that great because the fish are not up there yet. They're just starting to come into the rivers. And the river change is about 60 miles that they have to go upriver.
Amazing.
It takes them a little while to get up there. So July flyouts aren't great because there's nothing up there yet. But once you get into August, the fish are already up there, and it's phenomenal.
It
gives you that extra opportunity to go on a flyout. And then we always handle our flyouts due to weather. I mean, what's a nice thing about having the Otter there with our own airplane is if it's a bad morning and it's fog, you just fish in front of the lodge and fish out there, on the boat. Tomorrow's going to be a great day, so let's go tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're able to move places.
You don't have to book ahead.
You don't have to book ahead.
The pilot. You're going to say, okay, we're going today. Or no, we're going tomorrow.
It's going tomorrow, exactly.
That
amazing. That makes a difference.
You talked about...
It's not like a fly... You know, some lodges are... All they are is fly-out lodges because that's all they have to do. They don't have a nice river in front of you.
And if you're at a fly-out lodge and it's fogged in, you're stuck.
You're not fishing.
You're not fishing.
You're not coming in or out.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. This time we talked to Paul. Paul's coming from San Diego this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Appreciate the opportunity. Hey, I'm an East Coast guy, retired Navy commander, 28 years, fished all over the world, salt water, fresh water, everything. But what I'm really interested in hearing is I've never been to Alaska. I want to go to Alaska, but I'm not interested in, like, the typical tourist experience. I don't know how you would say that, but I'm looking for, like, an off-season experience where it's a little more rugged, a little more bare bones. Is that an opportunity up there at Katmai? Or are you completely shut down after the typical season?
Oh, yeah. Come into September, like the second week of September, we're shut down and the doors are closed. We board all the windows up and everything, so we don't have any. Once the salmon, you know, pass the lodge, all there is trout fishing, which is great trout fishing, but you don't have the availability, and you're going to need to have people to run the business, you know, so we're pretty much shut down during the off season, if that's what you want to do. Was that the question that you're asking?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm from Western New York, Finger Lakes. So my dad taught me how to fish lake trout when I was 5 years old. I remember waking up one morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. He woke me up because he came back with a 25-inch lake trout that he got in 150 right. feet of water. And
nice.
It just like scared the hell out of me, and that just like hooked me on like fishing.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Corey in Escondido texted us, everything's included, quote-unquote, including fishing gear, tackle, and things like waders and boots. Is that part of the package price, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. And beer and wine, too, is also included in
beer
all that.
Beer and wine.
So all your food, all your tackle, all the licenses,
guides.
The guides, everything. The only thing we don't is the tips. Just tip the guides.
Tip the guides and the staff.
The guides and the staff, and that's about it. Everything else is part of it.
Speaking of staff, got to mention, too, what a great job Laura and Charmel do, too. You know, we talked about it during the break. I mean, you want to talk about the girls who can just seem to make magic happen as far as your trip and logistics and helping you plan and pack. And they are.
And we also have our Bevs, who does our housekeeping for us. She does a great job. If you need to get some laundry done, some, you know, pants redone, you know, so you don't have to bring a ton of gear there, she'll wash it for you and put it in your room when you're done. So you're out fishing.
Yeah, bring a couple sets of gear. Yep. You need some washing done, they'll take care of it. Yeah, but like you say, Charmel and the gang at the office, they'll cater to you and help you get the trip that you want.
Just ask us what you need and we'll make it happen.
Everything. I mean, from helping the gear list to arranging times,
if you need to change your flight or something, we have the capability of doing that for some reason. You need to get out of early for, you know, we'll have customers that come up and then something happens at home and they got to bug out 2 days earlier. We'll take care of it for you.
Figure it out.
Right. All right. Let's try and sneak in one quick phone
call. All right. John from Mira Mesa, you got a quick call for us, John? Yo, John.
Do we have
do you give gratuities? Hello?
Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I don't know if you... Okay, yeah. I was just asking about tips. Do you tip the staff and daily or at the end of the trip? How does that work exactly?
Usually it's at the end of the trip. So when you basically run a tab, just like the offshore boats are, you run a tab, and then at the end of your trip, the night before, what they'll do, the girls will give you a little tag to put on your bags and set them outside of the door in the morning, and then they'll hand envelopes out for the staff and the guides, and you put whatever you want into your envelope and give it back to the girls, and then they'll distribute it.
They have it dialed.
It's dialed.
It's, yeah, everything. It's dialed. Everything happens like clockwork.
Yeah, and you'll set your bags out there, and you know, so a lot of times we'll have more than one flight coming in, so you'll be on the Ace One, Ace Two, the Otter Three. So you'll have that tag, and you'll put it on everything. So if there's a bag laying around there, and a guide or staff walks by, and it says you know Airplane One, you're going on to, they'll make sure that the plane goes on Airplane One, because we don't want you to do the landing up in Anchorage, and your bags are on Airplane Two. That's a bad day for me.
Thanks for the call.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to ports. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner on the San Diego full-day trip, that is going to Kevin in Escondido. Kevin, congratulations. You are going to have a great time fishing on the San Diego.
Yeah, catching yellows.
No doubt.
Wow, that's fantastic. And catching trout, salmon, all five species of salmon, and an unbelievable experience. Bob and Rob, if somebody wants to go to Katmai Lodge in Alaska, how do we do it?
Well, there's actually two ways you can do it. You can just call the reservation number at 1-800-330-0326, or just get on the website. It's katmai.com. That's katmai.com. Look it up. Send Laura or Charmel an email, and they'll get in touch with you, and we'll make it happen. Get everybody out of... get over this coronavirus and get out there and start fishing again.
Oh, man, can't wait. And your season kind of starts at the end of June, right?
End of June, and it usually goes through, hopefully, the middle of September.
All right. Well, it is an unbelievable place. I'd highly encourage anybody that can go, certainly go and try that experience, because you will be back.
Well, looking forward to seeing you out there, too.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to July. I already have my ticket ready to roll, man. I'm going.
Excellent.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to Andrew in the studio there. Appreciate all that he does, answer the phones and running the board for us. And thank you to Adam Clark, our amazing web guy. He does such a great job with the app. Our archives will be up very, very, very soon. And next Saturday and Sunday, Merry Christmas to you. Yes, we will be back the day after Christmas, next Saturday. December 26th, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be with us. And then next Sunday, the one and only Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. A couple of great shows.